How did you hear about Milk Strikes? I mean, how was the word passed around?
By mouth. Oh, by mouth. Oh, no, it was uncanny how the I imagine, like, with the robbers, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know what I mean? It just goes around, fast. Of course, we had meetings, and, of course, bar rooms. You know what I mean? In the
sure,
bar room. So.
Sure.
Oh, yes, in the bar room. So you stop to have a beer or two, and then all of a sudden one's talking this. The
right.
Bartender listens to this guy, then he tells me. And,
okay.
And it goes like that, by word of mouth.
And I know you talked a little about this, but I just want to...
How did
they strike, and what did they do? They picketed anything else?
Well, it was mostly picketing. Mostly picketing. Like, we'd have in front of the farmer's plant.
Okay.
In front of the plant, the driveway's big, or we'd get out there with the... Not the trucks, but we'd be standing out there. And if the farmer wanted to go through, those that didn't know about it, we'd turn around and explain, so on and so forth.
Right.
Some were good, some would turn right around.
How would you stop the truck? Just stand in front of it?
Well, just stand there. Just stand. Well, you know what I mean? We'd block them off. Different places, they have to throw logs across.
Okay.
Like they just... So you get out there, hold your hand out, they just go. And you explain to them. Some will turn around and go, the others will step out of gas and go.
Right.
Well, of course, we don't follow them and start pouring that over there, but they probably think twice tomorrow morning, you know what I mean?
How did the farmers, I mean, how would you hear about a strike? How would you come
no
to know
call.
About it?
I kind of do the milk.
He'd let you know?
I'll say you'd go to the milk. I do milk myself, along
okay.
in the 50s.
Okay.
And you would go pick up maybe 12 farmers' milk, and then they have another, unloaded milk there at the milk plant. You help the guy ahead of you, maybe, or some guy behind you helps you unload.
Right.
You're talking all the time. You're finding out all the news,
okay.
all the latest. You get your milk unloaded, get your calves on, you go to the feed store, because somebody usually had some feed store. You get to the feed store, and you talk with people in there. You get home, and you're well
right, you know everything
informed.
Goes
you know
on.
Everything has happened all over the town.
Yeah, yeah.
And, that's the way this got
yeah.
around. For today, you go to the feed store. You know, I don't know anybody in the feed store anymore.
Right,
know.
Right.
Nobody goes to the feed store.
Right.
The feed all have been bought.
I mean, one farmer said he said it was extraordinary. Today we have very modern technology, but no one talks to each other anymore.
Right. You don't. And then after I stopped drawing milk, we had a milk hauler that was very talkative.
Okay.
And, I also wanted to help him load the milk, because he would start the minute I see him. And when we got the milk
right.
loaded, I knew everything that happened for about 2 miles each way
yeah.
since yesterday morning,
yeah.
the day before.
All
yeah. night long and everything, who'd run the ditch where, who got stuck where,
right.
and, oh, everything.
So if there was a strike, he'd be there.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you the whole story.
You knew it. Two,
yeah.
3 days, so-and-so was going to strike, they were going to strike together. And
okay.
That was... And if you were real interested, well, you'd go to the feed store and you'd find 15, 20 guys sitting there.
Okay.
You know? If it was this close to a strike and they were going to strike.
Right.
You just go to the feed store or the barbershop in Hammond and that's where it was at.
Right.
You'd find out which one you're all at there.